Hello everybody, my name is Julien Stroecker et today I want to talk about Docker on Azure. Yeah, the famous tools about container services. So how you can easily start, spin up a new environment on Azure. So I will show you quickly how you can easily do that with Azure. So here we are on the portal, right? Portal.azure.com, and what I want to do is create a new environment on Docker. So basically, I just have to click here on New and search for Docker. Right, enter. So on the marketplace, we have a lot of possibility about Docker, but the simplest ways to use Docker on Azure to test Docker is to choose this one, Docker on the Ubuntu server. So here you say, okay, right, I want that. So click on create. So here you just have to choose for a host name. So let's say, for example, can IT Pro Docker. Okay, it's available. The username on the local machine here. Yeah, unfortunately, Docker on this example, we just choose Docker on Ubuntu server, so it's a Linux, right? So about the authentication type, you have two choice on Azure. You have the password base or SSH, public key. To keep that very simple, we choose password. So password, let's say that I want this password to use SSH connection. About the pricing tier, you can use the A1. Right, here it's just to show you how you can easily spin up a development environment just to try or to test Docker. You can keep the basic network storage and diagnostic information. Here, what I recommend you is to create a new resource group. So let's say, for example, Docker test. Let's say that. Okay. You can have a space. So Docker test, let's set that. Okay, I want to use my MSDN subscription, S2S, and click on create. So it's very, very simple, as you can see. Here, it creating the Docker environment on the Ubuntu server. It will take around, let's say, 5 minutes to spin that, to start this VM. And yeah, after that, we'll be all set to connect to SSH. So there we go. Our VM is now deployed. So as you can see, it's running now on Azure. So we have a DNS name. Behind the scene, what we can see, you can see here in the extension, Azure just run a custom extension, a Linux extension on this machine. So it install Ubuntu from scratch, and after that, run this extension and install the package, the Docker Engine package. So now what we can do, it's just click there, copy this DNS name, sorry, and you can use your command line tools, your favorite command line tools. So me here, I'm using Commander. You can also, so Commander, I recommend this tool, it's very cool. It's a console emulator for Windows, with the multi-tab features. So let's say you can have another tab right there, a third one if you want. So you can manage easily different connection, easily SSH connection, a PowerShell one, for example, and a command line, another one. So here, we just close this one and close this one. And when you install Commander, for example, it will install for you the SSH command line here, and also the Git command line. So that's pretty cool. I really enjoy and like this one. So yeah, but you can also use the classic one, PuTTY. PuTTY, you can easily connect with PuTTY.exe. It's an executable to initiate a SSH connection, right? So yeah, like I said here, just copy this one and write SSH. If you remember well, I choose Julian as a username on this VM. So just write SSH for the command line, the username at, and the name, the DNS name of your machine. Click on type enter. He said, we said, okay, it's the first time we connect on this host. You have to trust the SSH key. So are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. And now you have to enter the password you have chosen during the connection, during the deployment on Azure. And that's it. We are right now connected here on the VM. And yeah, you can run Docker command line, for example, and you have all the command available. So what I recommend just to test is to run a Docker run, for example, hello world, and I will explain what it will do. So Docker run hello world, it's a very, very simple container. It said hello from Docker. So what it just did here, it download a new image called hello world from the Docker Hub, the online registry, and initiate the run this container and said hello from Docker. So it's very, very straightforward, and it's a very light container. So yeah, basically the first command you can do also, it's a Docker image. You'll see now I have, I have this new image called hello world in my repository. And what I can do, if for example, is to pull new image. So, it's work. You can connect, do a search for Docker Hub right there and search, I click on explore here. And here you have some official container already available. Let's say, for example, we want this one, the Ubuntu one. We want to use a container with Ubuntu on it. So you just have to copy this command, docker pull, and the name of the container, docker pull Ubuntu. Type enter. It will download for you this image on your local Docker machine. So it downloads, it extracts the container on the machine, and after that, you'll see we will rerun the Docker image, and basically we're supposed to have now two images. So we have Ubuntu, the new one, and the older one, Hello World. So now what I can set. So you see here, for example, size. Yeah, like I say, Hello World is very very light, so it's a good way to just to test. But this one take, for example, 188 meg on the disk. So now what I can do is to execute a command called docker run. If you remember well with hello world, it's the same thing, but have to add some switch like -it. So the goal of this video is just to show you how you can easily spin up a new environment of Docker on Azure, right? Or you can easily deploy this environment and test and try and discover Docker. I will do another video to explain all the options, all the basic command around Docker. But again, it's not the goal of the video right now. So don't worry if I not explain the switch. I will have another video to explain that. So again, docker run -it and said, okay, I want to run the Ubuntu one. So basically I will run this Ubuntu new image. And what we said here, -it, so in interactive mode, and type enter. So here, as you can see, we are now inside the container, right? So we are in the Ubuntu container, and we can set, for example, apt-get-update, for example. And we run the command for apt-get-update. So yeah, it works. And yeah, for example, you can run your application, you can install everything on it, and do some stuff. And the beauty of that, as you see, I just write docker run -it Ubuntu. It took maybe 1 second, 1 sec to start this container. And yeah, so I can start 10 containers in 10 seconds, for example, and said, okay, this container, I want to run, I don't know, a ping on Google or run this web front end. And this one, it's another container, everyone, for example, MongoDB, and the other one, a Python application, etc. So here I can simply exit this container, and now we're back here on my host. And yeah, just we can check with the Docker PS for processes dash A. As you can see, yeah, I did some other tests, but the last one created a minute ago, it gave a random name. So I will explain another video where you can specify this. As you can see, we can also expose some ports. Yeah, we can do a lot of stuff with Docker, but again, here I just want to show you how you can easily start a new environment. So very straightforward, right? Just go on Marketplace, start a new VM, initiate the connection with SSH, and you're good to go. You're ready to discover and do some cool stuff with Docker thanks to Azure. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Like I said, I will try to do another one and different one on how you can go more deeper on how we can go deeper on Docker. So you can comment this video, you can reach me on Twitter, also on canitpro.net, and see you next time. Bye bye.